makes you think you could take your game to the next level this year? What gives you that confidence? What about your game is better than you feel that?
Just knowing my assignments, knowing what's going on out there, just knowing what I need to do. So, I mean, it's a lot easier when, like, you know everything that's going on. You know your plays. Like, you can play faster. So, that's a lot. I mean, that's big for me.
What did you do physically to get ready?
Man, same thing I do every year. I go back home, train as hard as I can in my school in Arkansas. So I go back and train in Arkansas, and we definitely work down there. We work.
Did you change anything about yourself? I mean, you know.
Not really. I don't think. I mean, I'm pretty much the same guy. Just back in, man, ready to get back to going.
Last year, when you were waiting to finally get cleared, mm-hmm. was it a statement for you that they kept you here? They waited on you?
Most definitely. I mean, like I said, that was a blessing. Like, in that situation, most guys, like, leave usually. Like they're usually gone. And just for them to have me here, I mean, that was a blessing for me. So I thank the organization for that.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Just going back to last year also, you know, how difficult was it, you know, you coming to a new team, you didn't have benefit of training camp, you didn't have benefit of the preseason, then on top of it, you get the illness and everything mm-hmm. like that. Was your head kind of spinning, and how did you kind of just keep the focus, keep on the path towards, you know?
One thing about me, like, I got a strong wife, like a really strong wife. So, like, even when, like, I come home and, like my head is everywhere. I'm talking at 100 miles an hour and just trying to just let everything rip. Like, she always calmed me down, explain to me, like, you're in a great situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? You be thankful. You go out there and you make anything happen. You know what I'm saying? You make the best happen out of your situation. So that's what I did.
Did you use the time when you were recovering from your illness to kind of throw yourself head first? I mean, were you – I know when you're sick, sometimes you don't want to look at a playbook.
Right.
But
oh, yeah.
Did you use that time to kind of get caught up?
Most definitely. I came in daily. Like, I came in – like, I came in early. I stayed after practice late, like, just to make sure, like if I'm not going to play, I'm going to know my playbook inside out. So, I mean, I stayed in. I made sure I knew my playbook.